Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:33 British Summer Time. Well, today has been pretty much all about the dollar, and it has been really quite strong in here. Looking at the euro cross rate right now, it's almost sitting exactly on 120. A lot of people have looked at 120 as being a potential support area for the euro, although there are quite a few others looking at maybe something like 118. But what we can definitely see is that across the board, we have US dollar strength creeping in here. Actually, it's far from creeping, it really is quite strong. Looking at sterling is down over a penny today, a penny and a quarter. It's at 176.67, so strong dollar there. And you'll see that chart of the yen I put up on the comment of the day, and that's up over 1 yen, 1.25 yen. It's at 113.42. Looking at the weekly chart, you'll find that in the chart library. You'll see that there's potentially resistance up there at 115 over the last couple of years, but it's really only potential resistance. So that really quite strong dollar now is on the dollar index is pushing quite close up towards that 90 level, and the high from a couple of months ago is just over that 90 level. So we'll have to see whether it encounters resistance up there, or whether it actually pushes through. At the moment, it really is looking quite bullish, and I think you'd have to be giving it the benefit of the doubt, really. So obviously, that's not particularly good news for the precious metals, and gold in particular today had a very weak day. It was as low as 558.10 on the spot. That's quite a bit lower than where it opened, which was up around 466. It staged quite a strong rally towards the end of the session. I think it's closed at the moment. Actually, it isn't closed. It just ticked, but it's at 462.75, so well off the lows. So the very fact that it is off the lows these last 2 days in a row shows us that while there are plenty of bears out there trying to get it down, that it is closing off the lows, which means there are people willing to get in there and buy it at lower levels. So I think it's fairly fair to say that we're still in a consolidation area. Silver is really a very similar story in this case. It's down 3 cents right now. It's at 732, 732, sorry. But it was as low as 724, so that it really is well off the lows. But platinum and palladium had relatively strong days today. Platinum actually finished up on the day, up $2 at 199.75, and platinum was up a half a buck at 918. So the platinum palladium complex doing, really all right, and it looks like the bears are really hitting into the gold and silver. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of days, but it does look like more of a consolidation. Looking at the Gold Bugs Index, and I posted that today as well, you'll see that it does look more like a consolidation on the Gold Bugs than any kind of reversal. So that's potentially bullish for gold. I don't want to talk myself into too much of a bullish stance, because if I see any further weakness, I am definitely going to lighten my gold position, because it's eating up too much of my Nikkei profits. My Canadian dollar position too is turning a little bit foul. I think my break even on that was around 117, and it's pretty close to 118 now. It's at 117.81, so that's not very nice. Well, not for me, but we really will have to see where this US dollar goes. On the Canadian dollar, obviously the energy complex will have quite a big impact. Natural gas today is just flat at the moment. It's at 13.14, and crude oil is at $65 flat. It's down 82. So natural gas has been as strong as 13.30 today, and it was as low as 12.94 earlier on. So it does look like natural gas is consolidating here. And I presume the rationale behind that is that while Hurricane Rita did not destroy a great number of refineries, in fact, I don't think it destroyed any, there is still the damage to get over from Katarina. Sorry, that was Hurricane Rita, and then the getting over the damage from Hurricane Katarina. And I think there is still a lot of nervousness out there. And of course, the demand cycle hasn't been changed one iota. So that is going to support the energy complex. Heating oil, I think, will be the more interesting of them, purely because we're heading into the winter and stockpiles are probably not nearly as high as they could be. So that will be one to keep an eye on. The industrial metals are doing rather well today. Lead is up 17. It's at 962. So we're closing in really quite quickly now on that 1,000 level. Hasn't broken through 1,000 before, has come pretty close a couple of times, and it does look like we're going to go test it again. That might provide another buying opportunity if we see a little bit of resistance, a small pullback, and then it bounces up again. It does look like these industrial metals are have completed what has been a fairly lengthy consolidation. Now, most of them are actually down today. Tin in particular is really very weak. It's down 175 at 66.25. So that's not particularly encouraging. Copper was up marginally. Lead was up. Aluminium down a little bit, but still in that overall uptrend. Nickel quite weak, down 350. And zinc relatively flat on the day, is down 6. So they're a little bit, they're not doing much today, but lead is definitely the star performer and the leader in this move. The grains aren't any great shakes either. Corn is down 1.25, it's at 203, so bobbing around that 200 level, and soybeans down 9 at 558. So soybeans really quite weak there. Just going to pull that chart up. It had found a little bit of support earlier on in the month, around 600, has definitely broken through that, and looks like the next support might be around between 500 and 525. Down there, it probably will. That's probably close to where the bottom is going to be, so might be interesting down that direction, but not right now. Now, moving on to the stock markets. Stock markets are pretty weak in here today. Well, given that they, particularly the European markets, had storming days yesterday, that's not particularly surprising. But the DAX was down 0.65%, down 32. But given it was up over 100 yesterday, it's really holding it up really rather well. And that's pretty much the worst performer in Europe. So everything else did better than the DAX. The Nikkei was down 82 points, but having been up, I think 300 odd yesterday. That's 200 and something anyway. Again, that's just consolidating. I'm quite happy to maintain my long in the Nikkei. I've raised my stop up to I'm in the December contract, and I think I've raised it to 13,200. I've got a reasonable profit in there now, and I want to make sure that I hold on to it. So I have raised my stop up maybe a little bit too close, but I'm comfortable with that. Now, one person did write an email in saying, "Well, why didn't I mention the great performance of India yesterday?" But I actually think that I think India was up between 2 and 3% yesterday. But it is sort of consolidating. It hasn't really br it didn't break to a new high yesterday. It did make a new high today, but didn't close really near that high. And another upper dynamic there from India would definitely tell us that we've moved back into the uptrend, but right now I think it is still consolidating. And that's pretty much it from me. If there's anything at all I can help you out with, or anything you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to drop me a line. And thanks very much for your time.